made a problem finishing. And Bikurim is 13 blot. So I think that we'll finish the entire Seder on Tuesday, a week from Tuesday, if all goes well. Okay? Sure, why not? Any chametz. Okay, we are in the third line on your diner now. Rabbi Zira boy, come Rabbi Avo. Now, this is a very interesting thing which you're going to learn etymologically. Of course, we had a ray before, but last night it said where every place where it says lo sochlu yeochlu, it's talking about it implies also a prohibition on benefits, right? Isra no. So that was one thing, but then the question was, then the last, immediately beforehand, right on top of Yud Zayin, it sounds like it's not always the case. Sometimes it doesn't apply to Israel no. And therefore the Gemara goes on and asks, when does and when does not? Sometimes it doesn't apply to Israel no. Here you say this way, sometimes it doesn't apply to Israel no. Armaiz said, Chadim Shed Rabbi Loz of Chadim Shed Rabbi Yechlan. Rabbi Loz says, Rabbi says, Lo Yochlu, Lo Sochlu, Lo Yochlu, Lo Yochal, Lo Yochel. Any of these things implies in Israel no. Rabbi Yechlan says, no, it doesn't. What does Rabbi Yochanan know? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan both said, Kol Mekom Shneir Mar Lo Sochlu. Wherever it says Lo Sochlu, now that's with a cholam. It's Lo Sochlu. Whenever there's a cholam, Lo Sochal, right? Or Lo Sochlu. Or even Lo Sochelu. But there's a cholam at the beginning of the word, an O sound, so then it doesn't imply in Isser Hanoah. It doesn't imply that it's prohibited to derive benefit from. Ein atoifes isra hanoya. It doesn't apply in isra noya, noa ki isra achila, as well as in isra achila. In other words, I guess the way to explain that is that it's a direct command. Don't eat it. Whenever there's a cholam, whenever there's an o at the beginning, it's don't eat it. However, and here they stick in a very important thing here, the Mefarshim, which is not in the Gemara itself, lo seachel or lo yeachel, when it's with a tzere, then atoifes isra noik isra achila. Then there is isra noik like isra achila. In other words, when it says lo seachel, it should not be eaten, right? What do we have? What? It's a mosquito? So they said it would be early this year. Wherever it says it should not be eaten, right, with a seir at the beginning, lo seochel, that's passive, right? So it's not a direct command. It should not be eaten. So that implies an isra hanoah, okay? When it's a cholam, don't eat it. So it's just isra achila, prohibition to eat, not to derive benefit. When it should not be eaten, then that implies also a prohibition on binyan. It does make sense, yeah. Binyan of.
Is it true?
Oh, according to Rabbi Yochanan goes, we're going to go through a whole bunch of them now. Being of Shebekulam, the primary case, the archetype for all of them, is V'chol Chatos Asher Yuva Midoma El Omoed, any Chatos whose blood is brought into the inner sanctum, L'chapir B'Kodesh Ruton in the Kodesh, Lo Seachel, it should not be, should be eaten, Bo'esh Tisaref. It should be burnt in a fire. So this is talking about a case where it's...
Just a second. This is with...
Yeah, it says Lo Seachel. So since it says Lo Seachel, so therefore with the Tzere, that is why Bo'esh Tisaref. So since it says Lo Seachel, that's why Bo'esh Tisaref, that's why it's Osir Bano. Rabbi Yochanan, we have a price which Tzitzit brings down to support Rabbi Yochanan. What does the price say? Since it says Kol Chelav Shor V'Kesav Eis Lo So with a Cholam Lo So Chelu, do not eat Leza Dover Nema Chelev and Nevelim Chelev Trefel Yasel Chom Malacha. Why does it say that the Chelev and Nevelim Chelev Trefel you can use for any Malacha? Now, if Lo So Chelev was a Cholam, would imply, Mr. Zucker, we just learned something, which is that any time it says in the Torah Lo Se Achel, you can sit down. Any time it says Lo Se Achel, any time it says do it's with a Tzere. You know, the two dots under the sof, Seyochel, or Teochel, or Teochlu, or Yeochel. So in that case, you're not allowed to write benefit from it, either, because the indication is that it's an indirect command. So not, it's it should not be eaten, which means you should not derive benefit from it. When it says, when anybody says directly, with a cholam, which is an O sound, lo so chal, lo so chelu, lo so or anything like that, lo yochal. So then it means you can't eat it, but you can't derive benefit from it. Okay, so that's what we're picking up on now. Okay, so let's we're up to Tani Chizkiah on Yudzayinim and Aleph. We'll start from there a little bit, a couple lines further up. Okay, Tani Chizkiah. Mesayel Rabbi Yechon, do you have it?
Tani
Chizki Mesayel Rabbi Yechon. So Chizki brings a proof to Rabbi Yechon who said the dichotomy between the O and the A sound. Bimashish Namrak Baram is if you're a Litvak, everything is an A. So you can't tell the difference, okay? Bimashish Namrak Kochelu Vishar Vekesef Lo Sochelu, which is with a Cholam. Later, Dover Namar Vechel Nevelu Chev Trefli Yasel Chom Locha. Why then is supposed to get to say that the fats of the, we're talking about the fats of an ox or of a sheep or of a goat, why does it then have to say that that you're allowed to use the fat of a goat or sheep or ox which dies, use the Zavelo Trefa, Yasel Chom Malacha, that it can be used for any Malacha? It's, of course you can use it for any Malacha. What would be my thought that you can't use it for, you do use it for any Malacha? So Bali Adiacha, but the rest of the post says you can use it for any work, comes to teach us afilu l'melechas hagavah. You can even use it to smear on the hides of korbanos. Right, it's permissible even to use in context of gavah means on high, the context of korbanos. So now, what's the proof here for Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan drew the dichotomy between where you use the A or the O. Here, it's using the O. And that's why the Gemara, that's why the Brisa says it's obvious that it's mutar and anor. I don't need a pasuk to allow an anor because it's an O and not an A. So therefore, it must be that which permits you to use it for work is being used for some other purpose. What other purpose is it used for? To teach you how to smear it on the korbanos as well. Another example. Mimach Mishnah Maraka Dam Lo So Chelu says the blood you should not eat with a cholam Lo So Chelu lays a dover namar lo tish chenuka mayim. Why does it say they could spill it on the ground like water? It's obvious. You can use it for anything you want. Ma mayim machshirim. So teaches us just like water that makes something suitable to be cooked or be rendered tame. Afa dam machshir. So to blood makes something suitable to become tame. So again, we don't need it to permit us to derive benefit from the blood because it's lo so chelu with a cholam, an O, right? So it's obviously going to derive benefit. So what do we use it to teach us something else? That blood has the status of a beverage and it makes something suitable to be mekabel tumah. Another drasha. Mimash b'shenamar, since it says lo so chlu, again with a cholam, kol nevela ani nevela, leis a davar namar, why therefore does it say lager sher b'sherach titnen avachala? Why does it say to the ger, who the convert who lives in your gates, you should give it and he can eat it? Bolo diacha, it comes to teach you shager toshav, that a ger tzedek is a full ger who joins Judaism altogether. Ger toshav is literally a citizen ger who comes and keeps the seven Noahide laws and lives in the land of Israel. So once it's telling us, the pasuk is telling us that we're supposed that this ger is allowed to eat nevelos. He can go to McDonald's even if he lives in Eretz Yisrael. So the thing is like this: obviously, blood is mutar by Noah, and obviously because it says lo sochelu with an O, were to have said lo seyachelu with a tzere, it would have been osir ano as well. Another one, Mimash Mishneh Mar Sidza tells us v'asa basode trefa lo seyachelu, says flesh in the field, trefa, you should not eat. Later, the wise continued to go out to say makelot hashlichon also, that you have to throw to the dog. Osata mashich lakelev, you throw this to the dog. Ve'iata mashich chulish nishlu bazar. The Yitzchak say you don't throw chulish nishlu bazar. No, it's tavuch shechted in the azar, even though it was shechted improperly in the base of Mikdash because it was chulin. Nonetheless, you don't throw that to a dog. Masdisam, okay. Masdisam Messiah.
Where did he learn that from?
From here. The basar basar the trefa. Only stuff became trefa out in the field, not stuff which became trefa when shechted in Nazara. It's not their chet to give that to a dog. So again, we didn't have to learn it, that it's mutzer banah because it says lo sochelu. It doesn't say with a kotzer, it says it with a chola. Masisa b'sayadeh, masisa b'sayadeh. Now we have a brisa, which I'm really going to learn, with the part of which is approved to Rabbi Yochanan, part of it's approved to Rabbi Elazar. Okay, the beginning is put to Rabbi Elazar that regardless of whether it's cholam or tzeri, it always indicates a prohibition on hanoah. And the end of the brayse is approved to Rabbi Yochanan, depends whether it's written with the cholam or tzeri. Masnisa Messiah is a typo here. Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Elazar. There's one, but the beginning of the brayse is right to Rabbi Eliezer, who because it says lo yechel chametz. Says chametz not eaten. Lassus is a machil koicho. You learn that this teaches us that a person who feeds somebody else chametz is as severe as somebody who eats chametz on Pesach. Atoim lekach. Do I say that the pasuk of lo yechel chametz that chametz not eaten comes for this? Elo elo sorbano, or maybe comes to forbid benefit. Kshuim lo sochal olav chametz. When it says lo sochal of chametz, now this lo sochal of chametz is written by the Koran Pesach. It says don't eat on it chametz with a chola. Laman shuasar noy. Nonetheless, the Brisa says that teaches us that chametz is also to the right benefit. That's clear. That Rabbi Lezu does not distinguish between the use of the cholam or the use of its tzere. Whether it's an o or an a, he forbids it the same way. So this Bryce is clearly learning at this juncture, like Rabbi Lezer, no distinction. It says that for the fact that lo sochal of chametz are reino inality chametz, and not only that inality it, then it's also banah. So ha matam lomar v'lo yechel chametz. So why then it's going on to say a chametz should not be eaten? La sosis amachil kol chel, to teach us that a person who feeds somebody else chametz is just as if he eats chametz. Divrei Rabbi Yosha. That's Rabbi Yosha's opinion, and that always says like Rabbi Lezer.
Maybe
it's a Gezer Shava, having a Chametz that just like it's a Asher Ben Ben Lo Sochal. No. You can't learn a Gezer Shava like that because it's not the same word.
No, but Chametz is the same.
I don't need a Gezer Shava for that. I don't need a Gezer Shava for that because they're both Chametz. It's a is not saying when they're not both chametz. So I learned the same word, but here it's the same concept. But I don't use Xereshov. I say they're all to. You know, of course, you don't even need a hekesh. It's all a question of how we use all these multiple sukkim which all apply to chametz. They're automatically linked. The question is how we use them. So therefore, we'd say one, we learn the Isra no, out of the Isra Achila plus the Isra no. The other one, we used to say that you're not even allowed to feed anybody else chametz because that's as superfluous possible. Tells us the same thing we already know, so must be kind to tell us something else. Okay? Rabbi Yitzchak Omer ein atzarch. Rabbi Yitzchak says you don't have to learn it this way. Ma im shrotim kalim. You don't need any psukim for this. Shrotim kalim. If you have creepy crawly things, which are not as severe as chametz, right? Because it's only a prohibition of a lot to eat them, not a kares to eat them, right? Also, if you give somebody to eat creepy crawly things, you're chayev as if you eat them. Chametz chamor, chametz more severe, for which you get kares. So you make the person who gave teeth as if he ate himself. Now, if that's the case, well, just a minute. First of all, I tell you, the one you vomit stuff, Kufi that brings out, how we know you're not allowed to give shrotim to anybody else to eat, creepy causes. So this parshah says, lo sochlum, and we dash in that, lo tachilum. Do not feed the shrotim, the creepy crawly things, to anybody else. So since we know over there already, so we don't need a pasuk over here. So if that's the case, so why does it have to tell me that you're not supposed to eat chametz? Lo bar kosher el osur bana. That pasuk must be come to osur bana. Now, why that pasuk? Why lo yeachel, not lo sochal? But says Yerushalmi, begin to receive lo yeachel. I picked the puzzle that says lo yachel because it's written with a tzere, with an A. Harmi lo socha, but the puzzle that says lo sochal with a cholam leishma minoklum. You can't learn anything from that puzzle. But the fact that we choose to learn the prohibition on benefit from lo yachel, not from lo sochal, indicates to us that this end, Rabbi Yitzchak calls of Rabbi Yechanan, that we go after the dichotomy between a cholam and a tzere. For the Messiah, Rabbi Yochanan says the word, this is in fact a proof for Rabbi Yochanan. Pshita. Okay, now that's the end of that sugi. Now we go to another sugi. Pshita Shena Karka Nesar. If I buy that, bow down to the ground and worship it, the ground does not become Moser. Ground cannot become Moser in Avodah Zarah unless I change it. What I do, Tzar Tzuraba Karka, if I make a furrow in the ground, Nasa, the ground becomes also, but no, where I made that furrow, if I worship the furrow and I say, oh, great furrow, etc., 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 and I start composing praises to the furrow, and I worship the furrow now becomes also, but no. Comes also. Because there's the Gemara calls it Tfisas Yad Odom. A man has had control over it. Since a man has had control over it, so therefore now it becomes also by Noah. It's not also by Noah, but if you do something to the mountain, then you can make the mountain also by Noah. That's what it's saying over here. Now, what if you, an animal also, if you worship an animal, does it become also by Noah? Comes also to sacrifice as a korban, but it doesn't become aser bana. What if tzava adav shesh bo ruach chaim? What if you paint it? You paint an animal. Is it like making a furrow in the ground, and now you can worship it and make it aser or not? Just like when you made a furrow in the ground, you changed the ground. Now, if you worship it, the ground becomes in that location. Prohibited. Now that's where I benefit from it. So too, maybe if you color an animal, you dye an animal. So now you're not allowed to derive any benefit from it. Okay? So says the Gemara. Tzavah davashish baruch haim ishtar vel lo asur nation. Ilu shtach vel lo asur. We're just about down to it. It's not asur. Meet nation tzav asur. But now that you did color it, does it become asur or not? We don't know. Gemara doesn't resolve this question. Now Gemara brings us back to Orla. What are we driving at? This is what we're driving at the whole time. Muchin, it should be. Pieces of material that you stuff into your pillow. Shitzavo, which you colored with Orla color. Dye of Orla. Is it Osir Banor or not? Tricha. This is a question with like Teiku. We don't know the answer. Well, why should not be Osir Banor? Because the color is not insignificant. You're stuffing your pillow with it anyway. Nobody's going to look at these, the little pieces of garments, right? Little pieces of fabric. So therefore, maybe I should say it remains mutzer banoah because where is it also banoah? Where I get benefit from the color. Then I'm nana from the color, but here's no benefit from the color. I'm not being nana from it, right? Because it's stuffed into a pillow. So therefore, is it considered to be nonetheless us or not? We don't know the answer. Now, a similar question. Beged gadol, you have a large garment. Shetzava amnasu chodcho, which you colored with the intent of cutting it into little strips in order to put inside your pillow. Mat avile, how do you regard it? Kumuzgar or kumuchot? Like a garment which has saras, which has been shut away? Like one which has been formally declared tameh? Muskar means it's shut away to see if the stain grows. Bucha means it's pronounced tummy. If you're going to make it like a garment which is just shut away to see if the stain of tzaras grows mutter, so then it's permissible. Why? Because I say that it's sayed truly osir, and therefore here, if you cut it up, it's mutter. So too dear, if you cut it up, it's mutter. If however you regard it as a garment which has tzaras definitively osir, then even if you cut it up, it remains osir. Okay, Gemara doesn't answer, there's another question either. Now Gemara ask another question. Tzavo v'chazor v'tzavo. You call it, this is amazing, Gemara.
Is this an amazing one?
Not yet, the next one. Sorry. Tzavo v'chazor v'tzavo. You color it, and then you color it again. V'yikdiach. But you color it too much, and now it goes bad. Whatever fabric it is. And used oil the whole time. Nemar, nomar. Right, you got it. No, my, let's say, well, you can write Yerushalmi yourself now. If the first coloring was necessary, meaning that the first one made it beautiful, osir, then it became osir. And later on, even if you color it again, you can't get this off, right? Coloring on top, it still remains osir. If the first time you color it, however, it didn't for beautify it, even that time, mutter. Okay, then it remains mutter. And this is a similar to what we're about to say, which is what you said. Tzava b'klipe ego shel, or shel, it should be klipe ego shel chulin. First, you call it the first time with the nut shells of chulin, which is okay, obviously. The chazer tzava, then you call it again. B'klipe ego shel orla, it should be. Then you call it with the nut shells of orla. Ma'adam are nice and time with gam mutter. He also is a tamgam is mutter. Of hacha mutter, so to hear it's mutter. Why? Because when you're putting on the oil, it's a second coat. And the second coat is bad for it. So it's nice and tam lufgam. It's an amazing comparison, right? But you struck it there on the head.
I see the pattern at the
yeah,
start.
That's right.
The only thing is, it was put in his mind.
It's bad. It's bad for it. No, it's the time of gum, right?
But the fact that he wanted to color it a second coat meant that it was pagam.
No. We're talking about where he's an aberrant individual.
I'm reading into it.
He's the aberrant of the Yerushalmi, yes. Of hacha mutter, mother, and it's the time of gum also, so to some else, it's the time of gum is also, of hacha also. So to here, it's also. Okay, now we have a more complicated case. Tzavo b'klipe ego she'orlo. Now, this is a very interesting case, but it's a bit complicated. The Rishami doesn't make it clear. I have to throw in a couple of factors here. Let me say it outside, then we'll say it inside. You have, let's say, fighting malaria. You call it part of this garment with dye from a nut of orla. Then he covered, let's say, another 100 parts of the garment with dye from a nut, which is not orla. And then you covered another 100 parts of the garment with dye from a pomegranate. So everything here is red dye. But there's red dye of nuts and red dye of pomegranate. Without the red dye of pomegranate, the red dye from the nut is not bata, right? Because in order to be mavato or lo, you need 1 in 200. But a pomegranate has a different shade of red than a nut. Does that mitzarif, does that join together with the nut red in order to cancel the orla nut red? Okay? So again, you had one measure nut red of orla, 100 measures nut red of not orla, and 100 measures of pomegranate red. Does them all mitzarif together to be mavatel the orla or not? That's what Gemara is asking. Mim sheino minim. Right. So the question is, does it work at all or not? Because mim b'mino requires 100, right? And it's not really mim b'sheino mino, which would be batel ro, because you can tell which is which, right? So the question is whether it's considered to work or not. So the only way it can work, which is why it would work, is because it's all the rabbanans. Because mino right, so everything is batel, right? Even the orla, the nut red orla is batel in the nut red chulin mida raisa. Question is whether mida rabbanan were machmir. Okay. Tzolokli be'ego she'orla. You cover it in you painted it in nutshell of orla. the chazer v'tzavah, and then you painted it b'klipei rimon shel chulin. Now here, there's missing a stage here in the Gemara. You part of it you cancel with not red of chulin. The rest you cancel with not red, with pomegranate red of chulin. What do we say about this case? Yay, ba'kadot. Let's sort of like the case which we had back in Masechta Trumas, I think it is. Yeah. Igule dvelo gedolim. If you have large pressed date cakes, malinus aktanim, and small pressed date cakes, the large ones help to cancel the small ones. Vaktanim malinus aktanim, and the small ones help to cancel the large ones. Even though they're not the same shear, they're different in size. Nonetheless, one helps cancel the other when making up the shear of 100 to 1, right? We need 100 chulin by truma, we need 100 to chulin versus 1 of truma, right? So the date cakes, regardless of the size of whichever one fell in, they all are joined together. So Sotir says the same thing. Now, once we're on the topic, we're going to make a parenthetical remark here. Ravuna said, Kini Masisa, you should know this is the way to interpret the Braisa by the Mishnah. By Trumos, which is Hagdoil Malim Saktani Bemishko, Zakula. Bear in mind, the same thing as Rabban here, we can remake. If you're using the big ones to cancel little ones, you don't need 100 big ones corresponding to one little one, right? Because that would be disproportionate, right? You need far more than you actually really need. So rather, we go then by weight. As long as they're not big ones, that way, by 100 to 1, so that's sufficient. Okay, we don't need out count, but out weight. That's a cool in that direction. And the cool in the other direction is the exact opposite. Haktani malim sagdolim b'minyan. If you have one large one, which is the truma one, so you need not 100 to 200 small ones, let's say, if they're each half as small as the big one, but even 100 small ones are sufficient. So that goes by count, right? Whatever's more lenient for us, the weight or the count, okay? Now, that was all a parenthetical remark. Back to the issue itself. Says more, there's no comparison between our case of the Arla and the case of the dates over there. Taman min bimino! Because there, it's min bimino. Big dates, little dates, 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 dates. But here, min b'sheino mino, here I can join the pomegranate red with the nut red. It's not the same, so it doesn't join together, right? Okay, what about the other case, this other case here? Tzava v'klipi ego sh'orla. Yudzayim base. Top line. Tzavo, you call it. Bin klipi klipi ego sh'orla with egos with nuts of orla. Because of it, tzavo be klipi chulin. And then you covered it again, then you cover the rest with nuts of chulin. I think this one's case is straightforward. Let me just check. Yeah, chulin, but mean acher, but not nuts. Okay? So not the same kind of nut. I apologize. Let's say you add filbert color. Then you put on walnut color. Can the walnut color, the filbert was orla and the walnut's not? There's 100 of walnut. Can the walnuts join to be mevatel the filberts? Okay, bear in mind it's all color derived from the shell, so I'm just making this up, right? Can the walnut color be mevatel the filbert color? Okay? Says Gemara, again, tzav v'klipe ego shel orla, because of tzav v'klipe echulin min acher. Then you color it on an additional amount of a different type of nut. The way he learns the case is complicated like before, you know, I have to tell you that. He says, you have one part of orla walnut, you have a whole bunch of walnut color next to it, but not enough. You need the filbert color next to the walnut color to make up the 200. Okay, so you have one orla walnut color, one part, 100 parts walnut chulin color, and 100 parts filbert color.
Little different shade
than walnuts, right? Slightly different. Except it's not a completely different min. It's not min b'sheino mino, it's min b'mino, but a different shade, right? So that's the question, what the status of this case is. Okay, so says the Gemara, Yeba Let's say about this kohada, like this case, Rabbi Shua Meritayim Shchoros Malsas Alavanos. You can use black dates to cancel white dates, again, figs. Black dates cancel black figs. Again, we're dealing with Truma, and where one fell into 100. Use black to cancel white, Alavanos Malsas Shchoros, and white to cancel black. So Soteria can use filberts to cancel walnuts. Says more, no, it's not Knakarbul. Tamar Royal Chotchon. They're cancels because you can cut them all together and create fig mush. And fig mush, the white and black all look the same, right? Here, how can you cut? Even if you do cut the garment in half, first of all, cancel your whole thing because you can't use the garment anymore. So might as well just toss it, right? So I thought you can never mix them together properly. So therefore, here, the filberts will not cancel the walnuts. Ma damila. What would be a possible case where it would be similar, where to black and white figs, gizim gizizos, where you had all sorts of take, cut up wool, which then got dyed. So then it's kind of, I guess it is cut up, it is possible not to tell the difference. But the thing is, when you have a shirt which got color, you're not going to cut it up. But that's what it says here. If they are cut up, then you can't tell the difference anymore between the filbert and walnut color. Then one would be mavatel the other. But right now it's a whole garment, and you're not going to cut it up, and then the filbert color is not mavatel the walnut color. Okay? Amrei Yosef bar Rabbi, Bei Rabbi Bun. Yosef bar Rabbi Bun says similar thing. Ma dami lo, will be similar to black and white figs. Begin go to a large garment. Shetzava amnasel chotcho, where you colored it with the intent to cut it up. Mavina durdasi making the fine parts, and in that case, I would say that the everything is batel because it can get mixed together. Oh, so it sounds like Rabbi Bumbar, Rabbi Yeser Bun sounds like he does even l'chatchila. The previous Amor held with the Yevit if it cut up, but he's mati even l'chatchila, right? I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, Samimonim, Samimonim. You get your oil of paint, right? Get mixed up in your Dutch boy paints. Okay? So, betale masai. You need 200 Dutch boy vis-a-vis the Orlo. Okay? Meitzavoy, what if you have already diluted paint? And it gets mixed in diluted paint. In other words, it's already diluted. It's not pure paint. Betale beroiv. They don't need 200. All you need is a majority of Dutch boy. Or a majority of Dutch boy dilution over a majority of Orla dilution. Why the difference? The benefit from Orla only requires a majority to cancel it. Orla itself requires 200. Benefit, indirect benefit, it's already diluted, what does it require? Only a majority. Simple majority, no 200 required. Okay? Good question. We're going to discuss that. Says more, first of all, Masnisa, Pliga, are the next mission in the Perek. Pliga, Rabbi Bar Memo. What's the next mission say? It says, Tavshu Shabishlo Beklipe Orla. If you have a cooked dish which you cook with Orla shells, you don't like. You got to burn the food. So what do we see clearly? You see, Isarano is not bato. Because here talking about this, I know you're not eating the orla, not using the orla will cook your food, and unless it's not butter, why not? Says more there, it's different. And our pata law, he explained that's kedera bikderus. One answer we gave is that's a pot among pots. Where is orla butter barov? Where I have the orla, the anoyas orla got mixed into something else, but here you have one of the pots. Which is in front of you, you don't know which one, was cooked in the Orla oven. So that whole pot remains osir. And therefore, it's not bato. Okay, the pot is like a darva choshev, it's not bato, so even if it gets mixed in, it's not bato. Okay? As opposed to hanoyas Orla, when is that bato when it gets mixed in with the other stuff? Says more, another answer. I'm Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi said, do you think Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bar Memel says you're allowed to do l'chatchila, meaning you're allowed to be mevatel the anoyas orla by adding on a majority against it? Lo, l'shovar, he only allows it b'dyevet, meaning there, don't eat the pot. That's the chatchila still. It's before the ma'isa. Don't eat it. Here, in our case, it's talking about where it's already painted. So what are you going to do? It's already painted, so it's after the fact. So here we say, if it's already painted, we say it's batel already. Okay? That's what we're talking about. Says the Gemara.
That's because it's midrabanan.
Yeah, because midrabanan, right. Okay, it says more, Maikadun. How do you cancel Hanoa Sorla? How does it work? Tachlis. Imesh Bokadeli, so I'll tell you. If you have in the Orla, and oh no, that's a complicated line a little bit.
Can you open the door again, Dr. Smith?
Zug, you want to stand?
Let's make sure the coffee's on.
What?
Let's make sure you turn on the coffee.
That's coffee?
I don't know if it got turned on.
Yes. Mike, dude, do you have the place?
Yeah, the restaurant, the place. There's a little dot.
Okay, Mike, dude, how does it work? Michael Dune, how does it work, this canceling of Orla? Imeish Bokadei Litzba, now, how do you cancel Hanos Orla? Well, not the Orla itself, but the benefit from the Orla. What do we mean by that? Imeish Bokadei Litzba, now, let's say you have enough Orla cup paint to paint this room, okay? Let's say this little, whatever, it doesn't matter. The paint this panel here, okay? If you have enough in the Orla to color that panel, Rois had to Kmishaino. So no matter how much additional paint you put, throw into it, no matter how much Dutch boy you put on, it doesn't help. Rois had to Kmishaino. The additional paint is as if it's not there. Also, Isser, if that Isser, Shebo, Kidei Lesser, which has enough to Asser, right? Tough. You can't cancel the Orla, there's Orla, right? However, where is the Orla Batel? In main book of the Litzboa, if there's not enough Orla paint to color the panel, except if there's Dutch boy added, right? Then, at Roya Seheter, Kemishreino. Since, if, in that case, if you were to look at the permissible stuff as if it wasn't there, also Isser, Emok de Lassar, that Isser does not have enough to Asser, therefore, in that case, the Orla's Batel Barov. Okay, so where the Orla, there is enough Orla to call that panel, how much do I need to cancel the Orla? If there is enough, how much do I need to cancel it, the paint?
1 to 200.
If there's not enough, how much do I need to cancel it? Only majority, that's right.
So that's like Zayyoch
of Zayyoch. It's like Zayyoch of Zayyoch. Very right, that's a good comparison. Very similar, that's right. Okay, time to learn it over there. That's right. It's wait till we start Yerushalmi Shabbos next week, 2 weeks, right? Talmudim, learn over there. El v'im shogoyim asurim v'asurin Yisrael noyo. These are things which come from goyim, which are prohibited, and not to our benefit from them either. Hayayin, wine, v'chomitz and wine vinegar shogoyim, shemit closely as long as it started out being wine to begin with. V'cheres hadraini. Now, this is what we had in the Bavli, but nowhere in such details we have in this sugya. Cheres hadraini was Hadrian pottery. The soldiers of Hadrian, they used to travel very far. They used to need to take wine with them. So what they did is they soaked their pottery in wine for weeks, I guess, until it absorbed all the wine. And when they traveled, they would reconstitute the wine by soaking the pottery in water.
Freeze-dried
wine. Right, okay. So, obviously, this is the wine inside the Cheres HaDraini is also Banor, right? Because it's Yain Nesach. Yeah, of the Avodah Zarah. Question is, what about the pottery itself? That's what we're going to discuss. Rabbi Zira Sharimir said, Rabbi Meiri. So here we just said Cheres HaDraini is also Banor, right? Sounds like the pottery itself is also Banor. So Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yirmiya said, Rabbi Meir, it's like Rabbi Meir. The time we learned Cheres HaDraini, also the Hadrianic Pottery is also Isura Yisrano. That's Isura Yisrano. Now, Marakim, what are we talking about? Ikshalotu betavshu, if you're going to actually cook the, you stick the Hadrianic, pottery, the cheres hadriani into your cooked dish, obviously it's also, right? Because the yain nestle comes out and asers your dish. Ikshemachu, chutz midme yain shenestle shemo. But what happens if you sell it? Can you sell the pottery? Can you sell the pottery to a goy? Yes. Except you can't charge for what?
The wine that's in it.
Right. You can sell for the pot value, you can't sell for the wine value. So obviously, those are obvious. Everybody agree about that. What's the issue? El kien akem kshenosel gabi tavshil. The question is whether you're allowed to put it on top of your cooked dish. Now, why is that? You're not putting it inside your dish. You're putting it on top of your pot to keep your pot closed. The question is, does the scent of the cheres hadriani get mixed in, and therefore it's osur, or do I say it doesn't get mixed in, it's mutter? Okay, that's a machlokas, legitimate machlokas. Now let's have another issue. Mali smoke bokari amito. Go and use it to support your bed leg. Use the cheres hadriani to support your bed leg. Rabbi Lezer amar osur. Let's say it's osur. Rabbi Yechon amar mutter. Rabbi Yechon says it's mutter. What?
Don't you get
hanor
from the
Yain Nesach? No, you're not allowed to get hanor from the Yain Nesach. But here the question is whether you're not getting hanor from the Yain Nesach anyway. You're getting hanor from the pottery, right? So Rabbi Yenaboy Kume Rabbi Zira. Rabbi, you're not asking for Rabbi Zira. I understand. Hain beged, it's nina on hocha. Our garment, which we learned about over here, mao lisbobo samito, can use it to support your bed. In other words, you have a garment which is covered with orla. Can you use it to support your bed or not? V'ikpad lekivle. So he got upset at the question. Rabbi Zira got upset. Rabbi Yenaboy asked the question. Amar lei. So he said, "Afilu madmartama mutter. Even if you hold it's mutter by cheres hadriani, it's certainly also by the shirt. Why? Tamane sunikor, because the cheres hadriani, you don't see the wine, so it's no matter sign. So you can use it to support your bed. Right, so therefore, here it's much more public and it's prohibited." I'm Rabbi Chagai. Rabbi Chagai said, "Kanechitzam in ilfo when I came down from the ship." I guess it was at sea. Shem is called Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. He's heard the voice of Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Yosef Masi was sitting in saint. Beged shetzov obiklipi orla, a garment which is colored with orla colors, idolake. You got to burn it. Utzninon, I learned by him a Mishnah was asked in Makasha. Not only man, it says, if you take from an Asherah tree, karkur, a darning needle, you know, something to weave a garment, also banoya, so that whatever garment you darn is also banoya, right? Now to Rabbi Benfred. Orgbosa beged. Oh, I'm sorry. Karkos banoya, the needle is also banoya. Orgbosa beged, if you weave a garment with the needle, also banoya, it's also with anoya as well. However, yain nesuch shnuffle a bore, kulo aser. Although Tanakama says Yain Nesu which fell into a bore, the entire bore is also by Noah, who today we learn concerning this or Shingam Leomer, Yimachu Kula Goy, Chutzmin Me Yain Nesu Shmo. You can sell the entire wealth to the Goy with the exception of the value of the Yain Nesu which fell in. So to here, you got an Orla shirt, sell to a Goy. Minus what? Minus the value of the blue color. Or the red color, whatever color it is, but why don't you sell them the shirt itself? What's the difference? It's like there you can sell them the cheres hadriani except for the color, the value of the wine, or the well except for the value of the wine. So to here, sell them the shirt except for the value of the color. So that's more very interesting, a very simple answer. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yaakov, Rabbi Chagai Kashte, or Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yaakov, to whom Rabbi Chagai posed the question, says, Rabbi Chagai, Kasha say, you ask the Kasha, Rabbi Chagai, Kaime. Rabbi Chagai, answer it. Kaime literally means to state it, but here means answer it. Says the word, Rabbi Chagai answered. My Kadun, how do you explain it? Ain't there for Yodam Likach Yaim in a Goy. You can sell the wine or the cheres hadriani into a Goy. Why? Because no Jew is going to buy it back for him. Because every Jew knows not to buy wine from a Goy. Right? You have somehow got it. But you can sell it to Goy, you don't have to be afraid the Goy is going to sell it back to a Jew. Hacha, but by shirts, derech miyonim likach beged mina Goy, even if you sell it to Goy, what might happen someday? Turn around and sell it to a Jew, and therefore toss it to Saul. Right, we've had this before. They might turn around and sell it to a Jew. By shatnas, we've had it. Okay? Now, close, right. Close. The Gemara never really could explain why Rabbi Elazar Asa is using the Cheres HaDraini to support your bed. But he does. I guess it's just because since it's so suffused with wine, he holds it literally that the pottery becomes Asur. That's my hunch. Okay, I don't know. The Gemara never explained it exactly. That's what I guess he holds. Rabbi Yochanan notes you can use the support your bed. Blessed is the one who Asur.
Maybe it's for the head of the bed. The fumes of the wine will...
That's right, make it drunk. Okay. Halacha base. Hatzoveim alasit. You, in your garment, you colored a sitful. Now, sit, remember, is this the peace sign? You colored a sit with klipe orla, with the orla shells, varoga beged, and then you idiot, you wove it into your garment, right? You wove it into your garment. Fania duezu, you don't know which thread length in your garment it is. I remember, though, like, you gotta burn the whole garment, the entire beged must be burned. Why? Because the old seat is a darva choshev. Significant amount. And significant amounts are not bottle. Midrabanan, albeit. But midrabanan, they're not bottle. Whereas Rabbanan argue, Rabbanan say, Yalam Echom Esayim, as long as the shirt is 200 times the thread, you don't know what a thread is, so the thread is bottle. Okay? Horek Mulah Seed Mitzemra Bechor. What if you took a seat worth of wool from a Bechor, a baguette in a garment? You don't like a baguette, you gotta burn the garment. There's a Bechor, it's Osir Banah. Miser Nazir, if you take from the hair of a Nazir, which is Osir Banah. Or a Petach Amor, from a firstborn donkey, which is Osir Banah. And you put it, this hair into a sack, which is made sometimes out of hair. You don't like a sack, you got to burn the sack. Mugdashi Mekachi Mecholshu. Now, here this is only if it's a Mole Asit, right? If it's a significant amount. But by Hekdish, if you take any amount of Hekdish hair and put it into your garment, then the whole garment is also. Why is that? So the Gemara is going to explain why. We'll see in a few minutes.
He says,
no machlokas
in the
safe. No, seems no machlokas, but I think the is going to discuss that. Okay, Matana Sit. Who's the one who said the shear is a sit? Rabbi Meir, Biranke Rabbonin, like Rabbonin, who see to pochas mi seed. There's no distinction whether it's a sit or less than a sit. Meaning? That regardless, you need 200 to 1. Okay? Rabbanan, no matter what, they always need 200 because it's not choshev. According to Meir, if it's a sit, then it's never bought up. If it's less than a sit, it's 200, right? But a sit is never bought up, according to Meir. Yes, Rabbi Yochanan. Is the rune to say the name Rabbi Yochanan? Oh, no, say the following name Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yas also said Rabbi Yochanan. Tzemer Bechor Shetorfo. Now, the wool of Bechor is more severe than Orla. It's not bottle ever. But what if you, that's only if you knit it into a garment. What if before you made the threads, before you spun the threads, so you put all the wool of Bechor in together with regular wool from regular animals. Before you spun the threads, that's tarfo, you mix them together. Bata barov. In that case, the Bechor hair is not choshev yet. Right? And when it's spun together with the other hair. So it's bought to the majority. Okay? Is that clear?
It's the same. It's again minimum amino, so you can't
right.
Tell the difference.
Right. Besides Gemara, now here's a couple of typos. I see, this should be I say, Rabbi Chia Tzipora, come in Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Chia Tzipora brought him from Rabbi Ami. Litra b'shmone, a one measure of Bechor hair, or Bechor wool, which got mixed in to 8 measures of chulin wool. But the wool had not yet been spun, as we said before. Velo, and it should be velo heat, lo hore. Rabbi Ami did not paskin that smutter. Okay, and we skip the next word. Dom Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi said, velo mastisahi. Rabbi Yossi just said before that it's our Mishnah. Well, what does it mean it's our Mishnah? Meaning that it sounds for our Mishnah. That wherever you have Bechor hair in anything else, no matter what the size, no matter what the form, it's also regardless. So we learn from our Mishnah that it's also. Ha'orig Maleasit Mitzem Rabuchar Bebegin Delek. Then that's the quote from our Mishnah. Actually, I should have read it inside. If you weave a Maleasit from a garment from the wool of a Bukhar into a garment, the whole garment must go up in smoke. So here, even though it's before it's spun, it still must go up in smoke.
Why was it a one-time?
That's arbitrary. That was the case. It was Mamish a case which happened that way. It was a case. So he said, Rabbi Chiya said, if I was there, Rabbi Yochanan said this, Ilu itivis tamon, if I was sitting there, is havos yeus. It would have gone well, literally means. In other words, I would have explained to Rabbi Yochanan that there's a difference between where it's spun and where it's not spun. In other words, you're bringing me a ride from a Mishnah that doesn't draw that distinction, whether it's spun already or it's not spun already, right? If I was there when they were learning over this thing in Rabbi Yochanan's yeshiva, I would have explained to him that there is a difference. But he didn't, and too bad. Tamatina, we learned over there, Nusugim. We learned over there in Masechta Avodah Zarah, I think. Where is this? Tomorrow, sorry. Tama, we learned over there. Elwed and Israfin. Some things are burned, and some of them are mentioned in our Mishnah. Some things mentioned in our Mishnah. Nazir here and firstborn donkeys. Petarechem. Here we say that they're burnt. Tamatine El Srafi means here we learned they're burned, but Tzninan, yet over there, Masech the Zbor says El Nikbarim that they're buried. So which is it? Are they Rachatamay Safra, Rachamayi Kavru? He just say they're burned, then you say buried. Which one is it, burning or burying? Which one do you do? Amrei Yogarel said, it's not a cash, kind of a sack, kind of a seor. If it's already in a sack, then you burn it. If it's still hair, then you bury it. No, not the other way around. I'll explain why. Bobby Tzach, man, might say, what's the chin of sack and say hair? I'm Rabbi Chanan, yo, Rabbi Hillel. Sack motzu chati d'achrod. If you bury a sack, you might dig it up. Because someday you might get the Yetzer to dig it up and take it out, be right, and it doesn't really deteriorate over time. Sayer ein motzu chati d'achor. If you bury here, you're not going to have a taiva Yetzer to go and pick it, get it out of the ground. That's one answer. Shimon Lagashimar kambe mikdash depends whether you have the nazir here. In the base on mikdash, is a special mitzvah to burn the nazir here. There was a special office for that, one of the open air offices in the Ezra's Noshim. Comic void and what the outside basically there's no mitzvah to burn it, you can bury it. A basic nazir tor. A nazir tor has the mitzvah to burn his hair. Kambi nazir tor me, a nazir tor me does not have the mitzvah to burn his hair. Okay? So that's the difference, you can just bury it. Ask more, that's all good by the hair. Fatina petachamo. But we also see a distinction in machlokes between the two mishnayos about a firstborn donkey. Is there a distinction between Beis HaMikdash and outside Beis HaMikdash? The Petach HaMor never bought the Beis HaMikdash. Can you say a distinction between Kazan Nazir Torah and Nazir Torah? So, El Kam B'Sak Kam B'Seor. So it must be, since that those distinctions don't apply to Petach HaMor, it must be the distinction is between a sack and hair. And that, since that's the case, we can say also by Petach Hamor, Am Rabbi Yisrael Rebun, Hein de Temer Yisareif, that which it says Petach Hamor, it's burnt, that's Saro when it's the hair. Hein de Temer Kaveh, that's where it says it's buried, it's too much Tirchot to burn, you bury it when it's his body. Okay, so that's the valid distinction between the expedience in burying versus burning, as opposed to some halachic issue of Beis HaMikdash or Tahar or Tameh, which doesn't apply across the board. No, you don't dig up rotting donkeys. Not exactly. U'mikdashim mekachim mecholshu. If it's hekdesh, it's mekayish no matter how small the shear. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Harder to tame Rabbi Kachim Yishlem Matir." Why is that? Because it's talking about Kachim, which can be mutter later on. You can redeem them, such as Beta Kabayis, right? So in that case, no matter how small the shear, since it's a davar sheyesh lo matir, such can be redeemed. Afilu be'elf lo bat, it's not be'elf, even 1,000. Avo kachi b'shem lo matir, but the kachi which cannot be redeemed, shechem seed, then the only time they're not bat, is they have a davar kachi, which is a seed worth. Hey, so Rabbi Yasi, has the kasha, for masdisa pliga. Doesn't our Mishnah argue? How's the Mishnah argue? It says, Horeg malei asit mitzemra b'chor, b'beged. It's something the Mishnah says, if you weave a seat worth of the b'chor's wool in a garment, you don't like a beged. Then you gotta burn the beged. Now, b'chera, wait a minute. A b'chor, he holds yishlo matirin. Why is a b'chor yishlo matirin? Because you bring it to the Mizbeach and then you're allowed to eat it, right? And nonetheless, it says that even only a sitworth becomes osir. Why? It should be a mashu who is osir. It's a davish and a matirin, and even a mashu is not batel, right? Even in 1,000. Does b'chor know? B'chor lav ki kachim sheish lematirin. B'chor is not like kachim which has matirin. Why is that? Because never he comes mutter to a regular guy. Only comes mutter to kohanim. Therefore, therefore the shear is not a mashu like anything else which could be potentially become mutter. The shear is a seat. Now, what about the Sefer HaMishnah, Dr. Spill? You picked up on this one before. The end of our Mishnah. Some people say that's a Remeir. Because the end of Mishnah says the shear is a sit, right? Like a Remeir. Some don't learn it like a Remeir, but rather even like Chachomim, right? And they learn, he brings down here for the Bavli and Tzmura, it says that they learned that this is talking about when you made an extra special Dor HaChoshim. It's not just the Sid. You made the Isser into a fancy figure. Among other fancy figures, obviously, you don't know which one it is, right? So you made a fancy figure, so then it's not bought to even according to Chachamim. Like a special adornment in your garment, okay? According to Meir, it's good. Because then it comes out, Isle Asor Dvori Mekachim. We have a brisa which says that traditionally, Goran Meir, there are 10 things which are also because of Dover Choshev. And that this makes up the count of 10. It's late. Trust me that there are 10 with this one. Mad Lotai of Sharon Meir, but he doesn't learn Eir and Meir, he's got a problem. He's not Isle Asor Mekachim. He only has 9. If you leave out Semer Bechor, so you only have 9. You don't have 10, right? So says the Gemara. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Meir gets the 10th one from Rabbi Akiva elsewhere. The Akiva one, Afki Kosh of Abayas. Akiva says, another thing which is going to be Dover Choshev is loaves of bread of a Balabas, and that would be the 10th one which we're missing. Okay, again, taking our trust. Says the Mishnah further, Tavshil Shabishlo, Biklipe Orla. You have the dish which you cooked with Orla shells, exclusively. The only wood in the oven was Orla wood. You don't you got to burn the cooked dish. What if this dish gets mixed up with other dishes? Yalabach Masai need 1 in 200 in order to cancel it. Similarly, Tanu Shesika Bukhi Barla, you heated up the oven with Orla and Ufa Ba Pasi, you bake the bread, the Dalika Pasi, you gotta burn the bread. If you come mix in other bread, Talabach Masai mean go by 1 in 200. Yeah, well, one is bread, one is cooked dish, the same thing. One of the first is even if it's in a pot. Even if it's a pot, it's still awesome. Abba Yirmikaner Bar Yirmiya, B'Shem Shmuel said, Rabbi Bo and Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, it should be Gachale Orla. Orla Kol She'imimu, which already have become gray or white. Harelu Matoris Demutah, because it's clear already burnt up. It's after the Isser is gone. You're allowed to heat on the heat of the coals. Even though on the coals themselves, you wouldn't be allowed to use. Yeah.
Can you use the ashes?
Yeah. Sure. That's part of that. Would be a derivative of this Gemara. That's right. Okay? La Masnisi, ask Gemara, I know this already. It's a Mishnah which says this. Mishnah says, Im Chodesh Yutatz, if you heat up a new oven with Orla wood, Orla husks, so you got to break the oven. Because the first time you heat up a new oven, it forges, right? Yashin, if it's an older oven, you just have to cool down the oven, because not breaking it in anymore, then you can use the next time. And the end of that brisa says that on coals of oil which are ready white, you're allowed to cook. So Reit says in the brisa. So what is Rabbi Yochanan being mechadish? Says more one very simple answer. Chanina Omar, lace gate, take it out of the brisa. It's Rabbi Yochanan that's chiddush. It wasn't in the brisa. Okay. Rabbi Mona Amar Iskain, you can even say it's in the Brisa. The Brisa of Shevi Eitim Lachim, where you didn't actually use the oil or husks to cook. You brought moist wood, vinogvo, and you dried them, beklipe orlo with orlo husks. In that case, the Brisa says, of course, when the wood burns down, you're allowed to use it. Rabbi Yochanan even went a step further. Rabbi Yochanan said that even if the wood, that even if the you used orlo husks themselves as the fuel, once they burn down, you're allowed to cook on them. We'll stop here for this evening.
So if you use the orlo husks as a starter for the fuel for the wood, that would be okay?
It'd still be okay, right. Obviously, if it was a starter, it's okay, because it's already burnt later on.